Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
All right, we need this guy, as there's a lot going on with the University of Georgia. Tragedy and getting an update on that. An interesting walk now for Kirby Smart with some guys leaving and some uncharted water and some people deciding to stay while some people go in the transfer portal. And a perfect guy to talk to is one of the guys from UGASports.com. Good guy and a good writer, Paul Meharry will join us here in the locker room via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Paul, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us here in the locker room.
Appreciate it, man. How are you?
Doing all right. A ton of things going. You have a parade, just a tragic situation the weekend of the parade, and now we're getting word that some guys are going into the transfer portal and some guys are staying. First, what can you update us on with the just unfortunate situation with Devin Willock and Chandler LaCroix, who passed away in the car accident later or earlier this weekend?
Yeah, so the true GoFundMes are now set up from the Georgia Bulldogs officially. So there was some kind of floating around before that. They weren't verified. So now if you want to donate, you can go onto Twitter. And they have the true GoFundMe set up for Chandler LaCroix and Devin Willock. We got the police report. It wasn't pleasant. I don't want to really kind of review that over the air, but it was not great. Devin Willock was sitting in the passenger seat behind Chandler LaCroix, so both were on the left side of the vehicle. That we did figure that out. And, you know, it's just kind of a big tragedy. I think they're having the funeral services today for Chandler LaCroix, and you can stream that on First Baptist Church, Toccoa. At 3 p.m. And, you know, just prayers for those families still, man. Keep them in your prayers. Devin Willock's mother actually had the same tragedy happen to her son when he was 20 years old, driving in a vehicle with friends about 9 years ago. So she's already been through this once. So really keep her in your prayers as well.
Just a sad situation following up what was a great Saturday afternoon. Back-to-back national championships, a parade. Stetson Bennett getting necessary or unnecessary guff. You're a guy that's around the program a heck of a lot more. How is Stetson in a setting where it's not like that? Is Stetson more of a guy's guy than maybe he's coming across on TV?
I think so, yeah. I think it was kind of overblown. You saw what he did calling steak Mr. Medium Rare. That was pretty wild.
My goodness.
You know, and it's just one of those things where I think it was overblown. Yeah, he was on his phone. There's some pictures of him being on his phone, but he described why he was holding two phones. Because let's remind everybody, he had a flip phone up until last year. So, I mean, he's not that technology savvy, if you will. So he had two phones in his hand. He might have been having some trouble with it. But there's pictures of him along the parade where he's not looking at his phone. So I think it just got overblown. And then, obviously, the comments that he had, on stage afterwards where he said, you know, y'all doubted us, and some people took that as y'all fans. I took it as y'all, the media. He was talking directly to DJ Shockley, who's part of the media. So, I think people were just kind of trying to poke Stetson one last time before he got out of Athens, and it didn't work. So it obviously did not affect him, but it just kind of was funny. You know, I think he's a good kid.
Paul, we were talking about that. Maybe Kirby's greatest accomplishment this year is that he actually convinced these guys that the media – had them going 7-5, as Nolan Smith said, as Stetson said, that we tried to bury them. As a media member yourself, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, Kirby's great at, building up these narratives, right? And 7-5, man, that clip right there, I think that was shot by Maria Martin of 11 Alive. And, I mean, you just kind of laugh at it, right? You were third in the nation coming into the season with Alabama and Ohio State in front of you, and you lost 15 players to the draft. So, you know, rightfully so, people are a little skeptical, but you're still in the top five and, you know, in a chance to hunt. But 7-5, I don't think I ever saw anybody predict this team have five losses, much less maybe two.
Yeah.
So just a great job by Kirby Smart and his staff getting these kids to buy in, almost gaslighting them in a sense that, they weren't that great. So it worked, right? They had a chip on their shoulder, and was the chip necessary? Probably to get this team going, but, you know, it wasn't true at all.
Paul, what's your reaction? It seems like more kids from Georgia are hitting the portal this year than in years past. I get it. They're not starters. They're not necessarily frontline players, but it's something we didn't see in the past. Is that an indictment on the program, or is that just kids looking around and go, dude, I got to play somewhere, and now that I've got a couple of championships, it's time to move on?
Yeah, I mean, last year I think they had a good bit, actually, compared to this year. They had Brinny and Tyreek Stevenson go to Miami and things of that nature, but this year, you're losing like a five-star kid in Jaheim Singletary, which it was a mutual parting of ways. Georgia wanted him to put on some more weight. He just couldn't do it. So it wasn't anything against him. They told him, hey, you probably won't see much playing time next year. And so he's going to go back home to one of the three schools in Florida. I would think probably Miami is the top runner up there. But, you know, it's at the same time, they're also bringing kids in from the portal. That was one thing Kirby really harped on. I think it was spring media, and he was like, look, we didn't bring in any transfers at all. And so now he brought in transfers this year. He brought in two big-time playmakers. So it's one of those things where it's like, oh, well, now you're bringing in transfers. Your whole iota was last year you didn't bring in any. So now he's bringing some in. But he did lose some to the portal. But, again, like you said, it's not starters right now. So that's good for Georgia.
Anything that could – benefit Kirby with all of the unknown. That's to say, he's losing his quarterback. He's losing some of his best players to the NFL, as he always will. There are more guys hitting the transfer portal. He's going to need something to keep him going. Do you think this is a benefit in any way with a lot of unknowns now at this part of the season? And certainly we got a long way to go before we get to spring ball, but there are a lot of unknowns for the first time in a while going into 2023 for Kirby Smart.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch that quarterback battle, you know, play out and see who gets the starting job, because you have to be really careful with that. You could lose a kid to the portal. You could lose two. It just depends on who you start, right? So that's going to be fun to watch. But at the same time, I think just as Kirby said last year, 7-5, you know, and these kids bought into it, I think he'll be talking about, hey, well, we don't have a quarterback this year, but we want a three-peat. I think that's the big thing. Nobody's ever done that. And so he can get them to buy in on, hey, nobody's ever done this. You guys could be the first to three-peat, and I think that'll help carry them through spring and summer practices. That'll be the main focus.
Paul, we can't short the 1934 through 36 Minnesota Golden Gophers, so I believe
three-peat. My bad.
Paul, they had leather helmets, so I don't think it counted.
Yeah.
Woke up to some news this morning about Ladd McConkey announcing that he's coming back. I was a little caught off guard, a little surprised to see it, because I didn't know, quite honestly, that he was even considering going pro. Is that something that you had heard and he was thinking about going pro? Or is this kind of just part of the new era of players where they're just – you kind of have to get to the end of every year as a coach and a fan, and anybody could be gone, whether through the portal or the draft?
Yeah, there was a lot of smoke surrounding Ladd McConkey for whatever reason, for him potentially transferring to South Carolina. And South Carolina was going to offer him all this money. And so I think that had to play a role into it. Obviously, he wasn't going anywhere. None of our sources had him going anywhere. And I don't think the draft was a viable option. So it was a little weird to see that post come out. But at the same time, he's a good player. So, you know, he might have got his NFL draft grade and decided, hey, instead of going that way, let me put out this social media post and get a little hype, which he did. So it worked out for him.
What's the latest on AD Mitchell?
Oh, boy. I knew that was coming. we really want to go there? But no, as of right now, we don't have official word that he's in the portal. I think he has just a few hours left to put his name in the portal. And then by Friday, you have to either decide if you're going to stay in the portal or you can withdraw. There's a 72-hour grace period. What we're expecting and what we've heard, we heard this rumor probably about a month ago that he was going to transfer. And we dug into it. We dug deep, and it dried up. And so we kind of forgot about it. And then all of a sudden, the Texas rival site came out yesterday and told us, hey, you know, we're hearing that he's transferring. And so we dug into it a little bit more this time, and it seems to be true. Again, these are young kids. There's no telling what could happen, but it seems like he's got a daughter out in the Texas area. That's where he's from. Texas never offered him out of college anyway. So this might be one of those things where he heads back home. If he does, I saw some dog fans getting upset because he's, you know, he's got championship catches and things like that that are going to be on the highlight reel. But at the same time, if he's going back for his kid, then I respect him for doing that.
We certainly thank you for the info. Thank you for the time. We look forward to having you on again as back-to-back Natty, something unique in this era. And certainly it is going to be a fun season with this transition period for Kirby and the Dogs trying to three-peat next year.
Yeah, man, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Paul Meharry, writer for UGASports.com, joining us via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker Line.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.